Parshas Vayikra. The parasha begins. Vayikra el Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem elov me'oyel moyed lemor. He called to Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. And Hashem spoke to him from the oyel moyed saying. Rashi quotes the Torah's Koyanim, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in a loud, thunderous voice, which only Moshe could hear. The rest of Klal Yisrael did not hear it. It seems that only Moshe was to hear the words of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he would subsequently tell Klal Yisrael. If so, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom speak in a loud, thunderous voice if it was only meant for Moshe Rabbeinu to hear, for him to give it over to Klal Yisrael? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak in a loud, thunderous voice? It says in the Gur Aryeh, the Torah could have said Vayikra Moshe, as opposed to Vayikra El Moshe, Vayikra Moshe, and he called Moshe. What does it mean Vayikra El Moshe? The Torah says he called to Moshe. There's a word El being translated loosely as to. He called to Moshe to indicate that Hashem called to Moshe. Only Moshe heard his name being called. The Gur Aryeh, the Maral, is explaining how we know that it was only meant for Moshe, because it says El Moshe, to Moshe, specifically Moshe. Said in the Yad Yosef, a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Nun Aleph, Ki loy sach boi zevach v'atein orei lo loy sirtze. The next pasuk says, Zivche yelekim ruach nishbara. For you, Hashem, do not desire a sacrifice, and I would give it. A burnt offering you do not want. Orei lo loy sirtze. The sacrifices that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires are a ruach nishbara, a spirit that is broken. What does the pasuk mean when it says that Hashem does not desire a sacrifice, and I will give it? Vatna, ki lo sachpoitz zevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not desire a sacrifice, and I will give it. What does that mean? Zog to Yad Yosef. It seems that although it is against the Ratzon Hashem to bring a sacrifice, yet he will do so anyhow. A carbon can be split into two parts. There is Nesina and Kabbalah, giving and accepting. The Nesina is the actual person bringing the carbon. The Kabbalah is when the person who brings the carbon accepts upon himself hachna, subservience, when he sees what is being done to the animal. Two parts, Nesina and Kabbalah. He should realize that it is he who should be in the animal's place. The main part of the carbon, the ikar of the carbon, is the Kabbalah, not the Nesina. The Nesina is the bringing the carbon. What's the point of it? The point is the Kabbalah, the person watching, wow, look, that animal is being shechted. It's in my stead. I should really be being shechted. It's a tremendous chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Ki loy sach boi zevach. Hashem does not desire the Nesina. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not desire? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care for the Nesina. That's not what he's looking for. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Kabbalah. What are we going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is he looking for in the Karbonis? The Kabbalah, the Hachna, the subservience to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Ach Pri Tvua, Odom ki yakriv mikem karbon l'Hashem. When a man among you brings a carbon to Hashem, if one sins against the Rabbeinu Shalom, how and why does bringing a carbon rectify his previous sins? It says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis, Eizu hu derech yishara shibalei Adam, kol shitif eres loy sabatif eres loy min Adam. Which is the proper path that one chooses for himself? What is the proper path? All that is credit to the one who does it and earns him esteem from other people. What does that mean? It says in the Sefer Yoshua Ben Atam that Hashem Yisborach commanded us to serve him the way one displays honor and respect to a king of flesh and blood. That is our chiv. Being that we are human beings and cannot possibly understand how to truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to serve Him as we would a human king. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chofka says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that halavai, we would have fear of Shemayim the way we fear human beings. It says in Vayikra, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, you shall love your friend like yourself. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph says, Dalchas nei l'saver chavrcha lo saver. Hillel told the guy before he became a ger, that which is hateful to you, Dalchas ani, do not do to your friend. L'chavrcha lo saver. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also called Reyacha, your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants us to fear Him as love Him, as much as one can love a being of flesh and blood. We shouldn't misunderstand this Pshat Na'ach Pri Yitzvua. Avada, we really should be much greater and much higher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way above. But as being that we're on a low madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks of us that we should treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol with the respect of a king of Basavadam. Now we can understand the purpose of bringing a korban to atone for Averis, to get a kapara. Just as the one who sins against another human being must ask for forgiveness and then bring a gift, surely to the Rabbeinu Shalom one must do at least that. You should know, this is a great chesed from the Rabbeinu Shalom that this is sufficient. It really should not be sufficient. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not a being of flesh and blood. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite chesed, allows us, for us to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if He was flesh and blood. And if we give the proper respect, as we would a king of flesh and blood, who would be scared that He can chop off our heads anytime He wants, and He can provide anything that we possibly want, that is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us. It says in the Maram Shik, the ikar of a carbon is that the one bringing the carbon is makir of himself, meaning that he does tshuvas for his averis. When one does tshuva, he must be misakin his aveira in a way that even his gashmius becomes avodas Hashem. One brings a carbon min habehema, odom ki yakir mikem carbon Hashem min habehema, from an animal, which symbolizes that he's making his gashmius into avodas Hashem. He's taking yakriv mikem karban Lashem. What is he elevating Lashem to ruchnius min habehema from gashmius? If one brings the karban this way, the pasuk ends lirtzaynoi lifnei Hashem. That is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly desires. It says in the Darash Moshe, what was the purpose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking loudly if Klal Yisrael could not hear it, as we asked earlier? Zokter Moshe, we learn from this that we must accept upon ourselves all of the mitzvahs of the Torah as if we heard it directly from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It was said loud enough for Klal Yisrael to hear, and it was being said to them as well. They should know that. It was loud enough, and it was being said to them. However, Klal Yisrael were not worthy to hear it, so they needed Moshe to repeat it to them. This applies to all of Klal Yisrael for all generations. Klal Yisrael, all of us, were all at Har Sinai, and all could have heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai, we would have been on that level, but we weren't. We could have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to us in a loud, thunderous voice. We weren't under Madrega, so we have no choice but to hear it through Moshe, but we have to always understand this concept and consider it as if we heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Ma'ari Naim, the Pasuk says, and he called Moshe, Vayikra el Moshe. And then it says, Vayidaber Hashem, Hashem spoke to him. Why does it say that Hashem called Moshe and He spoke to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu places thoughts of tshuva in our minds. He wants us to do tshuva. There is a small aleph in the word Vayikra. This is Miramis at the Aleph of the world, the Alufei Shel Olam. Who is the Alufei Shel Olam? The master of the world is with each and every yin in a limited capacity at first. Small, Vayikra, small. He is with us and calling out to us to do tshuva. If we understand that He's calling out to us to do tshuva and we actually repent and do tshuva, then we're zeicha to vayidaber Hashem. Hashem is with us in a greater way and helps keep us away from averus. So that's what the small aleph represents. It's beginning small. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to help us. But we have to take the next step. If we take the next step, then it becomes in a big way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. It said in the Degel Machne Ephraim, B'chol yoyim baskol yoytzis mehar chayriv. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Every day baskol comes out from our chayriv. And what does the baskol say? This baskol is hiruei tshuva, thoughts of tshuva, which enters a person's mind every day. One who has understanding, he has das, recognizes the source of these hiruei tshuva and returns to Hashem. However, one who does not have understanding ignores these thoughts and continues in his evil ways. We can explain that this is what Rashi was meramis to Vayikra. Each day Hashem calls out to all of Klal Yisrael to return to Him. However, the sound only reaches Moshe. Why Moshe? Because Moshe is on the level of Das, understanding. They are then Zoyche to Vayidaber Hashem. Hashem being closer to them and helping them keep away from Averis. It says in the Be'er Moshe, Aleph is small in the word Vayikra, to be miramis to us that nothing happens in this world by chance. B'mikra. Immediately after, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem, and Hashem said, one should not, chas v'shalom, think Vayokor. Things happen by chance. Vayokor, happenstance. Rather, Vayidaber Hashem, everything happens by the word of Hashem. The Aleph is small because it is not apparent to all. Rather, only the wise. It's not pshat that Vayikra El Moshe that there's any happenstance. Chas v'shalom. The small Aleph is meramed that not everyone understands that everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam. We have to all try to raise the Madrega to get to there. Mishlei Haloi Chochma Tikra Svuna Titen Karla. Surely wisdom will call out, and understanding will raise her voice. If one has wisdom, he will certainly realize that everything which happens is a call from Hashem. It says in the Minchas Ani, Nafshi ki sechte b'shkogu mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yiseh asena. Kapitel Dal Pasuk Aleph. When a nefesh will sin unintentionally from all of the mitzvahs of Hashem that may not be done, an avera which is done b'shogeg by accident is only done with a person's nefesh, his soul. Being that he is not aware, his body is not linked to the performance of the avera. One who sins causes his body to be accustomed to sinning. Avera gereres avera, one sin causes another sin. It is only because the person sinned that his body gets used to sinning and will then sin again, even b'shogeg. It says in the Shach al HaTorah, had the Pasuk said Vayikra l'Moshe instead of Vayikra el Moshe, it would have implied that there was a specific need for which Moshe needed to be called. Vayikra el Moshe teaches us that there was not necessarily a specific need for Hashem to speak to Moshe, but rather it denotes a special chiba, a love, which the Ribono Shel Olam had for Moshe. In addition, the Ribono Shel Olam called him by his name, Vayikra el Moshe, even though Moshe was nearby, as a sign of the chiba which Hashem had for Moshe. It says in Aderes Elio, in Yeshaya, Amzu yatzarti li tzilasi yisaperu, liti karasa Yaakov. I fashioned this people for myself, so that it might declare my praise. But you did not call to me Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chastising Klal Yisrael, that they should know that they are Kafoy toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to bring karbonos, yet they must know not to chas v'shalom say that He needs our karbonos. It is a way for us to call out to Ribono Shel Olam and recognize that He is the true and only source of all good. It says in the Rashba, in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem, Kol bracha she'ein ba haskaras Hashem ein a bracha. Any bracha which is not mentioned the shame Hashem is not a bracha. When we say a bracha, we begin with Baruch Atah. You, we are speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We then say Asher Kiddushanu, which is not a direct lashon of speaking to Hashem. Why do we switch? We start with Baruch Atah, and then we speak Asher Kiddushanu, third person. The reason is that we must see the Rabbeinu Shalom in our lives and speak directly to Him. However, at the same time, we must realize that we have no true understanding of the greatness of Rabbeinu Shalom. He is hidden from us. Now we can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in a loud, thunderous voice. It was so that all should understand that they have the capabilities of having a direct connection with Rabbeinu Shalom. He continuously calls out for us to do tshuva, so that we can be close to Him. If we open our eyes and become wise, we will understand that we have the great opportunity to have a direct relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, a Borei Olam, not just the Rabbeinu Shalom, but one who is Molei Chesed to us. We should be zeicha to have this das, this chokhmah, to get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. A little bit later in the Parsha, Kapitel Beis, V'nefesh ki sakriv karba mincha l'Hashem soylas yir karbonoi v'yitzik ala Hashem v'nosan ala l'voina. And then 12 psukim later, v'chol karba minchascha b'melach timlach v'yisash b'zmela brisa l'kechem yam minchasecha kol karba mincha takriv melach. When a person offers a mincha to Hashem, his offering shall be a fine flour. He shall pour oil upon it and place frankincense on it. You shall salt your every mincha offering with salt. You may not discontinue the salt of your God's bris from upon your mincha. On your every offering, you shall offer salt. The parasha of mincha begins by stating that the mincha is comprised of three ingredients: flour, oil, and frankincense. The end of the parasha states that every mincha must have salt accompanying it. The pasuk continues and states that the rule of salt applies to each and every carbon that is brought, not just the carbon mincha. If salt is one of the ingredients necessary for the carbon mincha, why isn't it stated in the beginning of the parasha with the rest of the ingredients? We only stated three: flour, oil, and frankincense. Why don't we say flour, oil, frankincense, and salt? And secondly, why does the Torah teach us the din that salt is required by all carbonates when discussing the carbon mincha specifically? That's when it brings it up. Shnei the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs melichas ha-carbon. The salt is a remez to the qualities of bringing a carbon. Salt has the quality of preserving food and preventing spoilage. Similarly, bringing a carbon preserves one's neshama and guards it so that it should last for eternity. That is the point of a carbon. It said in the Medrash Agada, Bereishis, Vayas Elikim es Erikia, Vayavdel ben Amayim, Hashem Yitachas Erikia, Ben Amayim, Hashem Me'al Erikia. During the second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a division between the waters above and below the Rikia, the firmament. The waters which were separated and were now below protested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to be near Him. They didn't want to be below the Rikia. To comfort them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris that the water would have a share in the avodah of the Mishkan. Salt from the sea would be necessary to be brought with karbonis, which go on the Mizbeach, and water would be poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkos, Nisuch HaMayim. It says in the Emes Liakiv, why was the bris that salt would be brought with every carbon and not actual water? So the whole point was to make a bris with the water. So we say Nisuch HaMayim, that's one time a year, at Sukkos. But why do we take a derivative of it, the salt? Why not take the actual water? It says in Ksubis, then Rashi tells us about the formation of salt. Rashi gives a whole drasha. There is a seaside property containing ditches into which the salt water enters and is trapped. The sun evaporates the water, leaving behind the salt. The water below the Rekia rises to Shemayim, to the heavens, in the form of vapor. The salt is the part of the water which always remains below the Rekia. That is what the salt represents, and that's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the water that even the lowest part of the water, the salt started off as part of the water, but it's the lowest part of the water. It always stays below the Rekia, which always remains on this world, will be used in all karbonis on the Mizbeach. This is a lesson for people in their everyday lives, Zarkav Yaakov. One must always look for ruchnius even in the most mundane objects, such as the salt of this world. Says Neshacha Al Teira, the letters of Bamelach, spelled Balechem, with bread, is a reference to Lachmo Shel Teira, the bread of Teira. The Teira uses the word bris by salt and by Teira. Just as there is no kiyum to the world without salt, so too there is no kiyum to the world without the Teira HaKadosha. As it says in Yirmiyah, Im loy b'ris yeymem v'loyla, Chuka Shemayim be'eretz loy samti. Klal Yisrael would learn Teira while they brought karbonis. While they brought karbonis, they were learning Teira. They did this to demonstrate. Dr. Shachal Teira, it's unbelievable. While Klal Yisrael were bringing the karbonis, they learned Teira. They did this to demonstrate that there is no key into the world or to the carbon without Teira. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem says, one does not make a bracha on bread until there is salt at the table. This is to remind us that the Iker is the food for the Neshama, which is the Teira HaKadosha, the Melach representing the Teira. This is represented by the salt which flavors the meat of the carbon. We wait for the salt because in Ein Teira Ein Kemach, if there is no Teira, then there is no physical food. One should only eat and take care of his body in order to be able to properly nourish his Neshama. It says in the Be'er Moshe, says in Ovis that there are three crowns: Torah, Kahuna, and Malchus. The crown of Shem Tov, a good name, is above them all. So he says, Mishnah Ovis says there are three crowns, and the one above them all is a Shem Tov. Why does the Mishnah state that there are three crowns and one above them, or one above all of them? Why don't you say there are four crowns? Torah, Kahuna, and Malchus, and the greatest one is Shem Tov. It doesn't say that. There are three crowns, and one above all of them. The crown of Shem Tov is not a fourth crown. Rather, the crown of Shem Tov encompasses the other three crowns. That's why it doesn't say four. There aren't four. If one does not have the crown of Shem Tov, the other three crowns have no value. The crown of Shem Tov connects the other three and gives them value. If one has a Keser Shem Tov, the other crowns are worth having. The salt of the Karbonis gives flavor to the Karbonis. It is Miramis to the aspect of bringing Karbonis L'Shem Shemayim. That's what the salt represents. All of one's actions should be to fulfill the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Bringing Karbonis L'Shem Shemayim is what gives value to the Karbonis. Same concept as Shem Tov is the Iker to make the other three crowns work. He says the Melach, the L'Shem Shemayim, is what makes the Karbonis work. It says in the Pri Tzadik, in the Gemara Megillah, in the Aflamet Chavtes, Brevius Achoydish Azelachem, on the fourth Shabbos, we lay in Achoydish Azelachem. It is called Parshas Achoydish. Why don't we call it Parshas HaPesach? Just as we call a different week Parshas Shkolim, not Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Pora, not Parshas Chukas HaTayr, called Parshas HaPesach. Yalkut says, the Torah could have started at HaChodesh HaZelochem, because it is the first mitzvah. That's where the Torah could have began, not Bereishis. Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah in the Torah given to Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, and it is Klal Yisrael who have the Kedusha to Mekadesh the Chodesh. The moon receives its light from the sun and then shines on its own. Klal Yisrael receive Kedusha from their Rebbeinu Shel Olam and then have the potential of spreading that Kedusha throughout the world. The transfer of the Kedusha from their Rebbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael is through the Teira HaKadosha. Parshas HaChodesh is a Akdama to Pesach. Parshas Achrodesh tells us that it is only Klal Yisrael who can eat the Korban Pesach because they have the potential to be Kaddish. We need to prepare ourselves for Pesach by learning the Torah HaKadosh and purifying ourselves. Now we can understand why the din of salt being required for the Korban Mincha is not mentioned with the other ingredients. Salt is not an ingredient like the other three. Salt is meramis, the one bringing a Korban with pure intentions, L'shem Shemayim. A Korban without salt is a Korban with ingredients that have no value. The salt is the Iker, it's not another ingredient. You can't say there's three ingredients and the salt. We must bring a Korban L'shem Shemayim. The salt is to remind us what the true purpose of our existence is. We are on this world to Mikadosh Shem Shemayim and make the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's name great. One needs to bring a Korban with the thought of how he can better himself in his Avodas Hashem. Our connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is through the Torah HaKadosh. The reason that the din of all Korbanos requiring salt is set specifically by the Korban Mincha is because the Korban Mincha could potentially be seen as the lowest and least important Korban. The Torah is telling us that as long as the Korban is brought with salt, the Korban is considered important to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It doesn't matter if it's the lowest form of the Korban. Just like the salt, it's the lowest form of the water. As we prepare for the great Yom Tov HaPesach, Rosh Chodesh this week, and we prepare for the great Yom Tov HaPesach, we must strive to purify ourselves through the Torah HaKadosh. We must elevate the salt, quote unquote, the melach, the salt, the mundane of this world. How are we to do that? Through the Torah HaKadosh. Have a good Shabbos.